This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. What could happen this weekend in college football? What kind of chaos? And are you rooting for that chaos? 877-3DP-SHOW. We'll get to your phone calls coming up as well. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. College rankings came out. Georgia, Michigan, Washington, Florida State, Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, and Alabama. Now, I'm always curious about point spreads. And I mentioned this in the first hour. Neutral site, Pac-12 title game, Washington, Oregon rematch. Washington won the first game. Oregon is favored by 9.5. Now it just went up to 10. That is an interesting point spread. Here's another one. Philadelphia, the Eagles, best team in football, right? Guess who's a home underdog against the 49ers? Your Philadelphia Eagles. Does that change how you view the Eagles? That they're an underdog at home against the 49ers? Now, it's a slight underdog, but still, you're the best team in football, one loss, and the Niners are coming to town. And you are an underdog. Also, the over-under with Michigan and Iowa. Not that it's 35.5. It's the over-under first half point total for Iowa is under 1 point. So, can't get much lower than that. The over-under for points in the second half is 0.5 points. This according to DraftKings. All right. Poll question for hour two is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Let me update you hour one, Dan, because it is a hot one.
It's a banger.
It is a banger. Who would you most want to see win this weekend? Bama over Georgia, Louisville over Florida State, Iowa over Michigan. Wanna guess?
Iowa over Michigan.
Yes. 47% want to see Michigan go down. I would love to see
America's
Iowa.
America's team is Iowa.
Let's go, Iowa.
Yeah. Everybody's against Michigan. America's against Michigan, apparently, but everybody is for Iowa.
More America's team this week, Iowa, Michigan.
Iowa.
Yeah.
Iowa, absolutely. But if they score a touchdown, will it be their offense or their defense that scores a touchdown? How about that one?
Fair question.
Blocking a kick, maybe? Something like that? Maybe something fluky happens there? Fair question. Marvin?
Lots of grit and grind.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Those are corn-fed football players in Iowa.
They're country strong.
Yes, Paul.
If I'm Iowa, I'm pulling out every trick. The FOMO Ruski, the hidden ball trick, any of those like moves that you see on a high school field, like anything that can get you a quick seven.
The two top Premier League clubs go at it on Peacock. Watch Tottenham try to claw their way back up the rankings. They face nine-time champ Man City on the road. It's all live Sunday at 11:30. Oh, we know where Seton's going to be. Oh, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, exclusively on Peacock, which is where you can watch this program. Download the app if you haven't done so. Okay, poll question for hour two is going to be what, Seton?
Well, let's see. We've got another one relating to college football. Okay. We've got another one that has absolutely nothing to do with college football. Which would you prefer right now?
Nothing to do with college football.
Mark Cuban is running for office, cashing in, or both?
I don't think he's running for office. He is going to step away from Shark Tank. I think he's been there 15 years. Does that sound right? But he's going to step away from Shark Tank, and he's going to sell a portion of the Dallas Mavericks, but he's still going to maintain about a third of the ownership, and he's going to be running the team still. But it was a little bit surprising that Cuban is selling off. I don't know how much he's selling off. And that team, I think, is $3.5 billion. He bought it for $200 million 20 years ago. That's a good return. They like to call it the ROI, return on investment. Very, very good job there. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, Mark Cuban, 65. He bought it in 2000 for $285 million. He was the sole owner. And he's selling, it appears he's selling $2 billion of the team, which is about 57% of the team. Mm. And he would keep the other, I guess, 33%, 43%. Sorry about that. He will stay as the running the team in every way. But the speculation was pretty wild yesterday. Like between Shark Tank and selling the team. Did you know he's 65 years old?
I did not know that. I mean, he colors his hair. So, you know, the fact that it's dark. Allegedly colors his hair.
I thought he was like 58.
Well, because his hair is dark.
Oh.
And it's always been dark. Yes, Mark.
But also, he has a youthful exuberance also.
He's got a Pete Carroll kind of youthful exuberance.
He doesn't like tucking his T-shirt.
He always wears those tight T-shirts.
Show off the guns.
Well, I don't know if they're guns. But I don't know what he's going to be doing. So you cash in. You're not going to do Shark Tank. I think he's doing quite well. I think he's worth $6.5 billion.
But, okay. You yield control of the team. You have some control, but I'm sure at some point they could say you're no longer in charge of operations if you own it. Is it just the market for teams? They're so high right now, and he's 65. Let's sell high.
I have no idea.
Fascinating.
I have no idea. Was interesting, but he's going to do one more year on Shark Tank, 16th year of Shark Tank, and that's it. Then he's going to step away from that. Yes, Todd.
He's got that cost plus drugs thing for discounts on pharmaceuticals that's supposedly doing very, very well. So he'll be okay. He'll make rent.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Didn't know we were going to break down Cuban's portfolio here. But
how did his space dust thing go? Is that still happening?
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Didn't he have that message? It's like a message Snapchat or something.
Yeah.
Stardust or something.
Yeah. Well, it's like gamblers. They only tell you when they win. You know, people who invest in stocks, they're like, oh, yeah, I was right there. I knew that Uber was going to be big.
Got in early on some IPOs.
I met somebody who got in really early on Uber. I think they got in. They were like number three. They got in early. They cashed out. But just to hear that, because we're all looking for that. Like, and it's always too good to be true. Somebody will say, you got to get in on this. And then you're like, how much did I lose? Yeah, you lost your shorts there, but there'll be another one. No, it doesn't work that way. You can't. When somebody says you can't lose, you can lose.
Trust me.
Yeah. It's like crypto.
You guys really want to get in on this one? I've got an exciting opportunity. Call me.
I remember when sales with this show goes, hey, what do you think of crypto? I go, I don't. And they go, are you sure? I go, I don't use it. I don't understand it. Why would I tell my audience, hey, crypto? And I didn't believe in it. Don't believe in it.
It's a digital currency.
Yes. Okay. Ooh. Yeah. What could go wrong? Everything. Yes, Todd.
Wasn't fortune supposed to favor the brave or something like that? I remember hearing something about
that. We'll get some phone calls in here. And 877-3DP show. By the way, speaking of the Mavs, Jason Kidd, Mavericks head coach, was addressing Tim McMahon's question, the NBA reporter who's been a guest on this program, and it went like this.
What have you seen the difference in the dynamic, you know, specifically with Luka and Kyrie when you're closing games?
I think maybe, Tim, it's the things that you guys thought should have happened day one, is that they should be successful right off the bat. As you just mentioned, they're one of the best, if not the best, in clutch time. But that was a big, big thing you guys wanted to make a big deal about last year. But you're not making a big deal about it this year because going good, right? So write some positive.
I just asked you a question.
And I'm giving you a answer. Like, you guys, you know, there's all right to write positive stuff. People will read your positive. You don't always have to be negative.
Okay. I don't know exactly what Tim McMahon has written about the Mavs, J. Kidd, Luka, Kyrie. You know, I've been in these press conferences where people get singled out. I don't think I've ever felt singled out something like that, where somebody was, you know, throwing back at you and trying to embarrass you. But, you know, maybe Jason Kidd's like, look, I don't need this. They are playing well. Write about them playing well. And he probably had to eat a lot of this in the beginning, where we wondered if these two could coexist. I understand frustration levels. Sometimes we don't know this as a reporter, as we're asking these questions. Like, how many times you've been asked this? Is it always there? And he probably was like, you know, enough here. How about we write something positive? And he, from that standpoint, I get it. Positive does not sell. In today's media, it does not sell. You click on something that you know is negative. If somebody goes, Joe Buck had a wonderful Monday night performance, you're not going to click on that. Joe Buck goes viral, people upset with Joe. All right, I'll click on that. That's what happened. That's where we are with today's sports, you know, media. Yes, Marv.
And I think when you have two guys like Luka and Kyrie, where they're like, oh, they're playing well. Okay, they're supposed to play well. And if they're not playing well, J. Kidd, please tell us what the problem is. You know, when they got together last year, they struggled. So I think that's a little bit of, you know, like expectations also.
Yeah. Seton?
Just running through a little bit of Twitter past.
Yeah.
And seeing something here about if Jason Kidd's voice is not being heard in the locker room by the Mavs after getting beat by the Hornets twice in 3 days, Tim McMahon saying maybe it's time for a change.
When did that happen?
That was March 27th.
Okay, last year.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. Last year when everything was going wrong, you guys had a lot to say. Well, why don't you have something to say now?
Yeah.
It's exactly what he's saying.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe it's time for a change in the locker room.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, if you remove Jason Kidd's language, his point is clear. It's like when we were easing in and they were struggling last year, it was the biggest topic. But it's like the Denver Nuggets. All the Denver Nuggets do is play well. It's almost like what is there to cover? Them playing well. Good for them. Their fans should be just enjoying them dominating night to night. But there's no drama to cover. We cover the negative because there's usually drama and fallout from it.
Yes, Don.
Thought coaches are supposed to pretend they don't know about this. They don't hear, read what sports talk, what people are writing. Whatever happened to the days of pretending, you know, that stuff doesn't bother me. I don't read that stuff.
Yeah, but
now you're admitting that you're reading that stuff.
Oh, of course they read it.
But a lot of coaches like to pretend I don't care what people are writing. I don't look at that
stuff. I don't believe any of that. I never believe where a coach goes, I didn't hear it. Yes, they do. Somehow somebody tells them. And it might not be they read it or heard it, but somebody will tell you. And by the time it's third person telling you, it's even worse than what it probably was originally. Because that's happened to me, where somebody that I covered was like, man, what's up? Why are you coming after me? I go, you got to help me with that. And then I heard, and I go, no, I'll tell you exactly what I said. And then it's like, oh, okay. All right, well, that's fair. But by the time it gets to somebody... I mean, we do this all the time. Sometimes you leave out some things. Sometimes you add some things. It's where we are. Negative sells. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Cover songs, Dan. I know this is going to sound like it's out of left field, but it pertains to one of the Danettes. I'm a big fan of people taking 80s pop songs and covering them. There's a slowing them down a bit. There's a great example of a kid from Amsterdam, I believe, covering Bruce Springsteen. And similarly, I was watching a Jennifer Lawrence movie this past weekend where the young star of the movie. Do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
He gets up and he does a Hall & Oates song on the piano, and for the first time it's Maneater. For the first time you hear the lyrics, You realize there's heart to the song, and Todd, I'm just telling you, watch that movie, listen to the song. It's better than the original.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's a sharp left turn from Doug. Let me see. Bob in Montana. Bob, welcome back.
Hey, DP, you mentioned yesterday morning that you were thinking about getting remarried at the Elvis Chapel in Vegas when you guys go down to the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, as your resident Elvis expert, being that I've been to Graceland 13 times, I'm actually going again in January for Elvis's birthday weekend, and that I own 3 Elvis jumpsuits, I would be honored if I could be your witness, and I would be more than willing to loan you one of my jumpsuits for your big occasion.
Whoa, the game just changed. Bob, I'm going to have Tyler take your information, and I'm going to run this by the home office there. I said this to my wife. I said, hon, what about getting remarried at the Elvis Chapel in Vegas? How can she pass that up? Yeah, she gets another ring. So now, if she hasn't given me a definitive answer right away, yeah, because usually it's like, of course, oh, I'd be honored. I didn't get that 2 days ago when I said, hey, what about remarrying?
She may feel like she's caught in a trap or something.
can't walk out. Thank you, Todd. Joe in Nebraska. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Dan. 5'7½, 205. I just wanted to give you a call. My brothers and I have recently joined the Dead Dad Club on Sunday. Our dad had a heart attack at a bowling alley. And so I just wanted to give you guys a call and let you know that we've always appreciated being able to chat about your show with our dad, and he turned us into the sports fans that we are. And I just obviously wanted to let you guys know we bought a shirt and support the cause, and just kind of hoping to be able to get through all of this. And I appreciate you guys helping us through that, and I'll hang up. And I know you guys like to make it quick, so love you, Dad, and I miss you, and I thank you guys for everything.
Hey, Joe, before you go, how was your dad bowling?
Actually, he was going there to do some practice frames. From what we were told by the guy attending the bowling alley, he said that he had sat down after a couple of practice frames to actually start bowling some games, and so he didn't actually record a score. But the last score that I saw from cleaning out his house yesterday, he had a 253 in October. So.
That's awesome.
So, yes, so he a lot of people called him Bowler Bob, and we just knew him as Dad. So it's probably what led to my parents' divorce when we were kids, with him bowling almost every night. But
all right, well, he went out like he went in. You can pick up a Dead Dad's Club
in lieu of therapy.
Yes. Yeah.
Cheaper.
If you want to buy a Dead Dad's Club, it's available at danpatrick.com. Yes, Paul.
Did you ask him how his dad did in the bowling?
Yeah.
You know, a split happens when you're...
Oh, okay. All I know is when my mom died, she was playing bridge, and she was playing cards. She won her hand, went to the bathroom, came back, and then had a stroke. And we were like, she was dressed immaculately. She won her card game. And we're like, she didn't suffer. And I just said, you know what? That's a walk-off. And, you know, if you're going to go, like, I'd like to hit a jumper. And then, you know, if that's it, you know, that's it. But I don't want to hit rim. It's got a swish.
Imagine if you rimmed out.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
You'd want us to resuscitate you.
Yes.
For another shot.
Just, you know, be Weekend at Bernie's. Just bring me back and then let me make a layup or something there. But, you know, if you're going to go out, you know, guys at the bowling alley. Yeah, Paul.
Your DNR would have a clause. If I miss my last shot, revive me for one last jump.
Odds are I won't miss my last shot. Odds are. All right. Are we rooting for chaos, and what is chaos in college football coming up this weekend? Well, you're going to find out next. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Dynasty the King. What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Tiger Woods is back. Join him as he tees off against his friends and rivals in the Bahamas, the All-Star Field, the Hero World Challenge. That'll be Thursday at 1:30 Eastern on Golf Channel and Peacock. Here is Tiger Woods yesterday talking about coming back and trying to play a little more.
I haven't played in a while. So, you know, I have my subtalar fused. And so I'm excited to compete and play. And I'm just as curious as all of you are to see what happens because I haven't done it in a while.
Why do you think he continues to play? Everything he's been through, he has everything. He's 47. I don't know if he's trying to do what LeBron is trying to do, continue to play until his son gets on tour. And Charlie's, what, 14 maybe? Going to be a little while? And if I'm the LIV Tour, I reach out to Charlie, Tiger's son, and I go, we're going to give you $100 million. Right? I would be going after all the young golfers if I'm the LIV Tour. And I know that there's been talk about John Rahm. Maybe he's going there for $600 million. Yes, Seed.
You know how we always joke about, like, what does a professional golfer do when they retire?
Play golf.
Go play golf. There you go. Like, well, I don't really need to stop doing this. It's...
But when you play with somebody who plays for a living, they don't enjoy golf when they're not competing. You know, but they have to have money on it. If you play against somebody, they'll be like, I don't care what it is. $5? All right, we'll play for $5. You know, skins, whatever it is, they have to have something on it because it has to mean something. They can't go out casually and try to play golf. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Poll question for hour two is what, Seton, before we get to Ross Dellinger, Yahoo Sports senior college football writer. Seton, what do we have?
Dan, we've got, well, from the first hour, who would you most want to see win this weekend? Bama over Georgia, Louisville over Florida State, or Iowa over Michigan?
No, not even close.
Iowa still holding strong over Michigan at 53%. The other two games are split pretty much right down the middle, but a lot of people want to see Iowa beat Michigan.
Let's bring in Ross Dellinger, Yahoo Sports senior writer. Did a great job covering the Jim Harbaugh situation there. The four top teams came out last night. No real surprise. Ross, let me start with chaos. What is chaos this weekend in your opinion?
Huh. Well, there are some pretty chaotic, like, nightmare scenarios, right? And we're I think in the past, like the last 10 years or so of CFP, we've never entered a weekend like this, right? Where we have a undefeated team from five undefeated teams, right? From four different conferences. So I think chaos would probably be Alabama upsetting Georgia. That would certainly start the chaos. Cause then the committee would be tasked with, do you leave out an SEC champion? Do you leave out the two-time reigning national champion that had won 29 straight games? And do you leave out the SEC that's won 13 of the last 17? So it probably starts there, if Alabama upsets Georgia. And then I think if you have a couple of other upsets, it's kind of this somewhat nightmare scenario, right? Like if you have Oregon, you know, beat, and you've got a one-loss Oregon, and you've got a one-loss Alabama, and you've got a one-loss Texas, all fighting for like one or maybe two spots, that can be pretty wild.
Feelings are going to, or opinions are going to matter. It used to be with the top two teams, it would just be the computers would say these are the two top teams. Now, the committee has to look at Florida State, and they have to have an opinion on Florida State moving. If Florida State wins, no matter who their quarterback is Florida State going to be in the Final Four?
Yes. I know that is a hot topic. I would be shocked if a Power 5 undefeated conference champion is left out of the CFP when there is room, right? And there's going to be room, right? Because every league doesn't have an undefeated team right now. We only have four leagues with an undefeated team. So you've got room for it. So I would be shocked. Now, will they take it under consideration, and will they drop Florida State as a four seed and actually have as a three seed potentially a one loss team? So could a one loss conference champion be a three seed over four seed Florida State? I think that's the biggest question, because I think Florida State is in. I just would be blown away if the committee left them out as an undefeated Power 5 champion.
How would we feel next year at this time with this current scenario?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm writing a story on that right now about conference championship games in their future, Dan, and do we need them in an expanded playoff era? Plenty of people think we don't. And one of the reasons why is this year, for instance, all but three of the teams competing in a conference championship game would be in the playoff right now, you know, before the championship games. Oklahoma State could play their way in, right, by beating Texas. Louisville could probably, you know, play their way in by beating Florida State. In Iowa, of course, could play its way in by beating Michigan. Some might say Iowa would already be in. Some might say Louisville would already be in. So you could have almost all of the teams participating this weekend in a conference championship game, all of those teams in an expanded playoff field could be in, except maybe one or two. And that's why I think there's a real question going forward. Now, what makes conference championship games exciting in an expanded playoff field is you're basically playing for a bye, right? You're playing for a first round bye. So there's, you know, the only the conference champions, the top four conference champions in an expanded field will get a first round bye. So you've got to win your conference championship to have to be able to get a first round bye in the playoff.
In 2 years' time, is Ryan Day more likely to be at Ohio State or Jim Harbaugh still at Michigan?
I would probably say Ryan Day at Ohio State. You know, I think it's difficult for me to see Jim Harbaugh coming back as coach. Not to say it won't happen. You know, the last 2 years, Dan,
will it be his decision or somebody else's decision?
Yeah, I think it would be his decision.
Okay.
Michigan seems quite on board and in support of Jim Harbaugh. And so I would be surprised if they would make that decision. So I think it would be his decision. And Dan, you know, the last 2 years we've seen Jim Harbaugh flirt with NFL jobs, right? Interviewed for a few, maybe even thought he was going to be offered that Vikings job and leave. So this year he's got a third straight, right, really good football team. I would imagine that there's maybe a place for him in the NFL. But if there isn't, maybe he ends up back in Michigan.
Reality is set in Colorado with Deion. As we move forward, he just lost his defensive coordinator. They don't have oil money there. Deion saying we're not an ATM. What is the future for Colorado? Let's look at for next year, because he's got some decommits here. What do you think the future looks like?
Well, this day, this era in college football, you can have whoever at head coach, Dan, but you need NIL, right? You need NIL money. You need a collective that has, I don't know, at least $3 million to spend a year on a football roster, maybe $5 million on a football roster. And if you don't have that, you're going to be in you're not going to get the kind of players that you want. And I think Deion kind of mentioned that, right? He's kind of suggested that the Colorado needs to step up when it comes to NIL. So you look forward at Colorado, and they certainly need to do that, right? They need to invest in NIL, invest in their roster. But you know, it you wonder if the Deion thing is a flash in the pan. Is this going to be consistent? Can he keep it up, sort of thing, and build on what happened earlier this past season? I think a lot of people hope that the season this year for Colorado is not a microcosm, right, for Deion overall, where you boom right out of the gates, right, fiery and flashy and all this attention, and then, man, you just can't finish games. I mean, they probably should have won three or four games during that losing streak, and they just couldn't finish. And then, of course, they got the injury situation. But, you know, also Deion kind of seemed to make a panic move in the middle of the season by kind of demoting his offensive coordinator, who's now has left for a head coaching job at San Diego State, Sean Lewis. That was a weird one. It was an odd decision. So everybody's certainly watching Boulder to see what happens in year two with Deion.
Good to visit with you, Ross. Continue great work. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan.
Ross Dellinger, Yahoo Sports senior writer. Yes, I had him as the defensive coordinator, was the offensive coordinator who has left Deion. And then Deion's saying, and he really sounds out of touch when he does this, you know, don't come here to get rich. Meanwhile, his son's driving, you know, an expensive car and got his watch on and showing everybody. Deion, flashy. I mean, it doesn't match what he's saying there. And then Deion saying, hey, if you go visit a school, you shouldn't be able to go visit somebody else. Or you shouldn't, you know, you should have to commit to that school. Deion left in the middle of his contract at Jackson State. Like, you just can't be saying these things because it's hypocritical. I love what he's done. He sort of opened our eyes to the business of college football. He kind of, you know, pulled back the curtain on it, but go all in on it. Now he sounds like get off my lawn guy. And he didn't sound like that. He was, hey, you believe? You believe? You better believe? And people bought in. All of those celebrities, did any of those celebrities go to any of these other games? No. Everybody just rode the fumes of this, the coattails of this. The reality set in. He knew he didn't have a great roster. He knew it. Now, next year, let's see what happens. Plus, these kids who decommitted, well, they decommitted because they committed during the peak of Deion Mania, September. Now's when you got to get them. Now's the hard part. Now you got to close them. Back then, hey, I want to go play for Deion. You've had two, I think, four-star quarterbacks who have decommitted. And that just means they're opening up the recruiting process again. And that might be, well, I can't get NIL money there. I'm going to go someplace where I can get NIL money. I mean, I'd love to play for Deion. If I'm 18, I'd love to play for somebody and get paid as well. And that's what some of these kids got have to be looking at. It's a bottom line business. And it should be looked at that by these kids as well. It's bottom line. Coaches do the same thing. Although when the coaches get fired, they get paid. They get all that money. Players are just saying, look, I'm going to get a piece of this. Eventually, they're going to get paid by the schools. It's just going to happen. Might be 5 years down the road. It's going to happen. And then that's when college football changes and becomes, you know, pro football, a minor league pro football. It'll be set up like the NFL or the Premier League. I mean, there's going to be different scenarios here, but it's going to happen. But Deion has to be on board with some of this. You don't want to be in the Dabo Swinney category where you're like, yeah, we're not taking transfer portals, no NIL, we're not doing anything. Maybe we'll do NIL, maybe we'll do some transfer report. That'll catch up to you. College football's moving fast. It just is. And these players, and they have agents, and they're sharp. The player who's going to win the Heisman Trophy was a really good player at Arizona State. And then what happened? LSU needed a quarterback. And somehow Jaden Daniels ended up at LSU. Did he go, I've always wanted to play for Brian Kelly? Or was it, how much? Okay. Yes, Marv.
Can you imagine if you're all-conference left tackle at Eastern Michigan, your first-team all-conference, and your coach of Eastern Michigan goes, well, I guess he'll be in Michigan next year.
Yeah.
Because they won't even stay.
Yeah.
Khalil Mack wouldn't be at Buffalo.
I know.
They'd be like, who's this?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Syracuse, Penn State, one of those schools close by.
Yeah. Well, not Syracuse. You're not going to go to Syracuse.
Oh, no. That's not nice.
He's not going to go to Syracuse.
True.
Fair.
Yeah. You know, accurate.
All right. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. And I have an update on Mark Cuban and maybe what the game plan is. Maybe what Mark Cuban's game plan is with the Dallas Mavericks. We'll talk about that coming up right after this Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Mark Cuban is selling off a piece of the Dallas Mavericks. A source of the show says that I guess the people who are going to buy, I don't know how much they're buying, but they're going to buy a good portion of the Dallas Mavericks. That's the Adelson Trust. They own the Sands Casino properties around the world. And Mark would be, now this is according to a source, getting in on the sports betting approval in Texas. And then that would be a precursor to a huge development in the Dallas area. That would be a large hotel casino and then a new arena for the Mavericks. I'm guessing Mark Cuban is going to be fine selling off this, but might be involved in a bigger play that has property, a new arena, and a casino there with the Dallas Mavericks. Yes, Paul?
I found a couple sports articles in the paper in Dallas, and they said the same thing. Quote, Cuban has been a proponent of legalized gambling in Texas, an issue that didn't make it out of the state legislature last year. And Cuban said last year publicly he was interested in partnering with the Sands family on legalized gambling in Texas.
Yeah, well, there you go. Going to have a whole complex there, at least hope to, and have people who run casinos around the world put one there, sports betting, and a new arena for the Dallas Mavericks. Paulie mentioned that Friday night, Die Hard is going to be in movie theaters December 8th. And I guess you can go to the movie theaters to watch that great movie. And maybe bring the kids. Now, it's one showing. I don't know how many theaters.
Yeah, I think it's on all AMC theaters.
Around the country.
Yeah, one night only. Okay. The anniversary of when it was released, you know, what, 40 years ago, 35 years ago, whatever it is.
They're also re-releasing Elf in theaters this Christmas.
You like that? Like let's say you want to take, you got a couple 7-year-old kids, and instead of just watching on your...
Well, they wouldn't be my kids, but right. They'd be 7-year-old kids, but that'd be odd, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like, go take the kids to see Elf for the first time on the big screen.
Yeah.
Better experience.
Sure.
It's a sure thing. You know they're going to like it.
Yeah.
My wife and I are going to see Die Hard. Mm. It's her favorite movie, which is one-third of the reason I married her.
Yeah.
I love going to the movies, although I rarely do anymore. I do love going to the movies, but I haven't gone to watch a movie, like a throwback movie like that, at a theater. Is it changed at all? Like, since Die Hard came out, movie theaters have changed quite a bit. Is it the same experience, or is it different?
But is the quality of the film itself going to be up to speed with what we're used to?
Right.
HD, the sound quality. So I think those are the important things. That if I'm going there just for the experience of it, I would hope that it would be up to what we... Like, I missed Oppenheimer in the movies, in the theaters. And I wish I would have seen that, because I don't want to watch it on a tablet. That's a movie that you need... There's certain movies that you just need to see in the theater. And that's one of those that I wish I would have seen that. Yes, Todd?
I would think also with some of the surround sound and those big new recliners where you can kind of sit back. I know you could do that at home too, but that's part of the experience that they didn't have back then with these special big chairs and everything.
Well, I only care about the quality of the film. I don't care what I'm sitting in. I just, or what they're serving. I want to know, is the movie going to look and sound great? Not sound outdated or look outdated. Yes, Mark.
And at the movies, you'll get to see Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
Your adventure at the movies.
Seton, you have your Nicole Kidman impersonation. Do you do that?
I might.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought
if so, I did, I you know, my problem is if I do impressions, it's usually like I do it on the spot and then I forget all about it. Yeah.
Yeah, but she does that AMC.
Yep.
Nope. She does. She throws like the Australians throw R's into things. Nope.
So Die Hard, is everybody going?
No.
You know what? The last time I saw Die Hard, I didn't really love it.
Whoa. Wow.
Gotta admit.
You really, really loved it?
Okay, but you didn't like My Cousin Vinny either.
It does not hold up.
That didn't hold up.
It doesn't hold up. Marissa Tomei is great.
Is she?
It's great, but that movie is cheesy.
Yeah.
It does not hold up.
Cheesy isn't... Die Hard's not cheesy.
No, Die Hard's not cheesy. You know what, though? Like, and I understand this. Maybe people don't know this about me, but I have I curse a lot. I have a very foul mouth. So I'm not shy about profanity. Mm-hmm. But I found the last time I watched Die Hard, I found the cursing to be really annoying. It was just like, it was every fourth word that came out of Bruce Willis's mouth. He actually only said 15 words the entire movie, and two of them were mother, and the other one was effer. And that was it. That's all he said. And
well,
he
said yippee-yo.
Yeah, okay, that was the other word.
Yeah.
That was three we're up to. Other than that, that's all he says is like, he'll be running around the corner, I'll be like, ah! Like, why did you yell that right there? There's no reason to do that.
But doesn't he say Hans? I think when he gets on the walkie-talkie, and then he's talking to his buddy.
I didn't literally mean it. It was a joke that he only said that many words. Okay. Sorry. I should have made it more clear that I was being facetious.
I'm a journalist.
My apologies.
I'm a journalist here. I'm a journalist here. Yes, Paul?
I have a list. I somehow found this of movies that use the F word the most times per minute in movie history.
Mm.
And it's pretty detailed. Can anyone guess? It's a pretty recent movie. It's less than 12 years old.
I'm going to say it's a Quentin Tarantino movie.
No, but you're in the right...
In the genre?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
There's a couple movies that are recent that are right up there in the F.
How about The Departed?
That's 20th all time.
Okay.
It's a good call.
Yeah, because I said it when I watched the movie. Like, I was like, you got to be kidding me. This movie isn't any good.
I'll give you some of the top 10. Straight Outta Compton. Uncut Gems.
Mm.
Three F words per minute.
Sandman.
Casino. A legendary.
Ooh.
Summer of Sam, John Leguizamo movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one swear word movie, The Wolf of Wall Street. 3.16 F words per minute.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. This is the stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. But doesn't John Wick hold the record for most people killed in a movie per minute? Unless, you know, it's a war movie, but, you know, John Wick is a one-man army there. But it felt like, you know, per minute, he probably killed more people. I thought they did a count on that. It was like, you know, 250 people in the movie. With John Wick. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, there is a list of the most deaths in a movie. And the tough part, though, is they have like CGI and they got a count in the background. But, you know, some of like those Lord of the Rings movies, but it's CGI. It's not...
But as far as one person...
Troy, the movie with Brad Pitt, hunky Brad Pitt, 2004, 572 kills. Okay. The Last Samurai, 558.
Yeah.
Let me throw out a few more. Driving Miss Daisy? No. let's see. Yeah. Saving Private Ryan's up there.
Yeah, but those are war movies.
Titanic, by default, is going to be a big
But John
number.
Wick is one man.
That's true.
Yes.
One person kills.
At least we think.
We're looking that
he's
up.
He's one man. All right. Final hour on this Wednesday. Final hour on the way this Wednesday. We're back after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.